Yeah, she started out as a conservative, quote unquote, yeah, babe, quote unquote. She just used her looks to get ahead. Now she's going to sit here and be like, we have to have log cabin Republicans and all these other. It's like, lady, shut up. Nobody cares. You're on CNN. Nobody cares. But we'll get to that in a moment. And of course, any kind of news that breaks, I don't think there's going to be anything really, anything else, but we'll see. We talked about it yesterday. The St. Coleman's Catholic Church in 1887 out in West Virginia, up in the Irish mountains, was burned down. Still nothing there. Just checking in on that. There is no update on that, which is unfair, I guess it would be demons. I hope not. I mean, do I have to call Potter Glad to get in here and exercise the studio for today? But we'll see. Either way, we do have an amazing clip from Vice President Harris. If we have time to play it today, maybe we'll play it during the lightning brief, where she tries to explain to parents about sons not having choices now. Yeah, I didn't get it either, but it's okay. 844-527-8723. So let's get to this. I didn't send it to Justin because the clip is inside the article. I'm giving you three distinct warnings. Three distinct warnings. There is a language warning in this clip. There is a language warning in this clip. It is very quick, and she corrects herself live on air, but she does let it slip. I'm giving you the warning. There is language in the clip. So if you have children with them, come back in about 45 seconds, because we're going to play the clip now, and then after that, you can come back. This was old SC Cup on one of the CNN panels this weekend, raging about something. Why aren't you playing? Because I'm trying to get it to play, of course. Let me see if I can send it to Justin then. This is ridiculous. Anyway, it was supposed to play this audio.
The only thing you sent me was Kamala.
Yeah, no, I played it before. I don't know why it's playing now. It's just going to be one. The fact that my microphone cord dropped out of my microphone, and I haven't even touched it, just kind of tells you how today is going to go for me. Very interesting. This thing is not playing at all. So, all right. Anyway, let me read it to you, because we're just going to go on the fly. Quote, it's hard to imagine the Republican Party surviving this, because the guy who's leading the show, the air traffic controller, said, how does the Republican Party, survive the Supreme Court ruling of Roe v. Wade, right? How does it survive the overturning? Because apparently Republicans were all in on this stuff too. Republicans were all in on Roe v. Wade before. So Essie saddles up in her chair, and she says, it's hard to imagine the Republican Party surviving this. Between anti-abortion, anti-LGBTQ, her words, not mine, book banning, anti-democracy, I mean, all of this aggressive BS, and she actually drops the BS on air. Add it all together, I don't know who is left in future generations to be drawn to this party. And if you look back at 2016, I think people who voted for Trump for a wide variety of reasons, some of them garbage, but some of them legitimate, economic or even foreign policy, I think people voting for Trump, more MAGA now, are really motivated by very few reasons. And so there are fewer of them. And then she finished up this gem of a quote. And when you imagine that, for the first time, a generation will be able to say, my parents had a right that I don't have today, misnomer. For the first time, a right was taken back. Wasn't taken back because it was never there in the first place. She continued, I can't imagine how Republicans' message to new voters, and don't just keep shrinking and condensing. Well, that's the problem. is Essie Cupp is a California quote-unquote conservative who got both of her degrees in New York. Right? Cornell's in New York, I think. But yeah, it's in Ithaca. She got all of her quote-unquote academic training in New York. She got her master's and her BA, her BS. So she's lived in California and New York. She's never lived anywhere else. So she thinks, and she's one of these quote-unquote moderate Republicans. Now, I agree with her. I actually agree with her. I don't think the Republican Party is currently constituted can survive the massive changes that are taking place as a result of SCOTUS and their own actions. What do I mean? The gun control bill last week. I know when I talk to Magdalene, she'll be like, the gun control bill isn't a big deal. I think it will be. I think it's more of a big deal with the gun community knows. Right? The gun community, the anti-abortion community, these kind of groups have worked hand in hand. There's a lot of cross-section between them. And are we happy that Roe is gone? Absolutely. But what has happened? What has taken place in this quote-unquote gun rights bill is an infringement. So I agree with Essie that between the aggressive BS that we are doing and that we should just capitulate to the public or to popular culture and just say, yeah, murdering babies are fine. Of course, she wrote that she's pro-choice, but abortion should be legal, which is the most retarded position I've ever heard in my life. It's the public-private argument again, which is stupid. But the idea that our current Republican Party, now I agree with Mike Church that this whole thing is on the way out anyway. That, you know, especially with what Amazon did last night into this morning, where they're like, where the employees are like, get rid of Amazon in the states that are for abortion. You know what? Go ahead and do it. I'm with Mike. Go ahead and do it. And I think Texans, Louisianans, Alabamans, Floridians, Mississippians, if that's the right way to say it, Missourians, Arkansasians. What do you guys call yourselves in Arkansas? Arkansasans? Southerners should literally bind together and say leave. Because you know what Jeff Bezos cares more about than social justice? Money. Yeah, Jeff, leave. If every southern state banded together and said, Jeff, you can leave now. He's going to be like, hey, you pro-aborts, you shut your face and get back to work for $4 an hour. There are more. Here's the thing. People are like, what about the jobs Amazon provides? Guess what? There'll be a vacuum. Somebody will fill it. You can work somewhere else for friggin' part-time wages if that's what you want to do with your life. You can figure it out. But I agree that the Republican Party can't survive because, A, the Republican Party is trying too hard to court people that hate them. The southern, you know, the suburban moms, the pro-abort women. Yes, there are a lot of women going to colleges, but guess what? College enrollment is going down. College enrollment is actually shrinking. So yes, more women are going to college, but not as many people are. Your base, you don't need to appeal to them. You don't need to appeal to the college woman. She hates you anyway. Essie Cupp claims to be a Republican because it gives her a paycheck. So she's not the kind of woman I would be looking for, but I do agree that the Republican Party cannot survive not being aggressive. It was the aggressiveness of Trump that got us Roe v. Wade, which is what Republicans wanted. Just because your talking heads on CNN say so doesn't mean that it's true. It's not. And she's just parroting all the talking points. She's the good Republican on there that hates her party but loves the paycheck. But I agree. I'll say, I keep repeating it, that I agree with her because I think the current Republican Party needs to die. I think it needs to go away. Of course, that's just a remark of the fact that I want all of this to go away. That I want all of this to actually stop being as influential. And I found out why the EPA case is a big deal. I'll talk about that in the next segment. But it essentially could delegitimize bureaucracies within the federal government, which is why it's the last case they're going to release. It's actually a pretty huge case. But it's going to absolutely fluster SE Cup. It's going to fluster, I don't know, name him another, Brett Baer, all these other Republicans, quote unquote. When Trump decides to run, I don't know. Here's the thing. I don't know if he decided to run until Friday of last week. I think he wanted to see how the Dobbs decision came out. If the court didn't support the Missouri law, if they upheld Roe, I don't think he would run. I think now that Roe has been overturned, he's running. I think it's 100% confirmed he's running, and it's going to shock and absolutely scare even people like my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law, I love him to death. He's a moderate, he's a Republican in the Northeast. Hates Trump. Doesn't hate Trump. He just thinks Trump's a loser of a candidate. But it's going to shock all these people when Trump runs again. And I have a feeling if Trump runs again, if the whole thing makes it to 2024, by the way, and he wins. And I think the re-election of Donald Trump is the end of the Republican Party. Because those never Trumpers and everybody, they're gonna have to split up. They're gonna have to go away. And they can say, oh, we're the true Republican and we're the Lincoln Project. Yeah, nobody cares anymore. And nobody cares, SC, because you're not 24 and you're not wearing tight miniskirts on the post wrap up show of Red Eye showing your legs to everybody. So nobody cares what you think, SE Cup. But good for you making a paycheck off of trying to be a Republican and trying to actually push this idea that you and I, listener, are into book banning and we're anti-democracy and we're we are anti-abortion, which is cool, and anti-LGBTQ MAP, which we are, which is fine. But they don't get it. And it's because they don't get it. See, Democrats don't have these squabbles. Like, AOC will fire up a flare every once in a while at other Democrats, but it's never a big deal because, in the end, all Democrats fall in line. All Democrats get behind. Look at Joe Biden. They got behind the party, the person the party picked, and they all voted for him. There's never dissent. There's never any pushback. And anybody that does ever leave the party, unlike the ones when Trump in 2016... those people got attention because they all became grifters, like Shevornik and all those people, all of a sudden became conservative studs. But it's because people like SE Cup doesn't understand why we're happy that Roe v. Wade is overturned, why we're focused on the fact that that marriage is the foundation of society, why we want limited government, why we want Amazon out of our states, why MAGA, besides being a talking point, was an absolutely prosperous time compared to now. Because SE Cup isn't losing money. Yeah, inflation's going up, but guess what? She's getting paid. She lives in her ivory tower. She doesn't understand what MAGA means. And that's why I agree with her that the Republican Party cannot survive this.